Professionalism, Customer Service in the Health Environment, Unit 4, Lecture 3. This is the last lecture for Unit 4. Medium-based communication. By the end of the lecture, the student will be able to discuss communication in paper-based and various electronic formats, personal communication in the work setting, how to develop listening skills, and understanding the role of diversity in the healthcare setting. Paper-based medium. When writing a business letter, you first need to identify your audience. This will help you throughout the letter. Do not write a letter or email as if you are texting. Paragraphs should only discuss one topic. Moreover, the use of bullet points is very helpful in addressing important points in the memo. Be concise. Ensure that you have spelled and punctuated correctly, and remember that your letter can become documental evidence, so do not write anything inappropriate. Email communication. We will present do's and don'ts. This slide is about the do items. Use correct grammar and punctuation. Provide context to frame your message. Be clear in the email when you need a response. Write a meaningful subject line to increase the chance of the receiver opening the email. Finally, when you receive an email, always try to provide a prompt response yourself. Email communication. This slide is a list of don'ts. Do not use company emails for personal use. Do not include graphics in an email message. Do not send emotionally charged response emails. If possible, try to hold off for 24 hours before you respond to an emotionally charged email. Also, consider just phoning or visiting the person, if possible, who sent the emotional email. Do not use background colors or borders. Do not use cyberspace abbreviations. Maintaining records of electronic communications. One approach to this is to separate your inbox into distinct folders. For example, they could be sorted by project, by functional area, by dates, etc. The advantage is that you can quickly go back to existing emails. Do not delete emails until absolutely necessary. Also, you should archive your emails periodically to improve performance of your email product. For example, Microsoft Outlook. Phone and other real-time communications. For phone and other real-time communications, make sure you use the caller's name in the conversation. Make sure you repeat or echo important points made by the caller. Do not hold a phone too far from your face, nor so close to your mouth that you end up sounding like you may be mumbling. Do not use negative language in the conversation. You can be assertive without being negative. Do not argue with the caller. Finally, listen intently to what the caller is saying. Unless the call uses a live video of the caller, you are really unable to ascertain body language. At least with a live video of the caller, you can evaluate a nonverbal message quickly from the face of the caller. Personal phone and other real-time communications. When in the work setting, minimize or eliminate personal cell phone calls and responding to text messages. Turn off the ring function and use vibrate or silent option for your personal devices. Do not have an offending ring selection. When permitted, save interactions with personal friends, loved ones, etc. during a defined break period or lunch or when you are off duty. Tone of voice and language. When customers hear your voice on the other end of the phone, they imagine the person behind the voice. If your voice is pleasing, chances are they will perceive you as knowledgeable and confident. If they don't like your voice, it may lead them to want to speak to someone else or even your supervisor. Your voice is your best vehicle for making customers trust you. Did you know that 86% of the message conveyed in a phone conversation comes from the tone of voice? When you use a different voice tone to say the same word, a completely different message will be understood for each word. To improve the tone of your voice, here are some helpful hints. Drink lots of water, avoid caffeine, avoid dairy products, breathe from your diaphragm, sit up straight, and yes, smile. Finally, only 14% of the meaning understood in phone conversations comes from our word choice. Specific words you choose create images and grab the reader's attention. Listening skills. One of the critical success factors in communication is silence. Silence in the form of listening will improve your effectiveness as a communicator. You will begin to notice small details from the sender. Your actions will show people that you care about them and you will connect with them. Moreover, you will add validation to the sender and his or her message. As such, you will gain many allies in the long term. There are a number of components associated with being an effective listener. Listening components. Focus. Give the user 100% attention. Remind yourself what you are there to do, to focus on the user. Remove distraction. Remove all distractions. This includes phones, emails, background noise. Make the user the focus of your attention. Put a do not disturb sign on your door and ensure your cell phone, other communication devices are on silent mode. Take notes. You will be doing this anyway, or should be. Taking notes is a great reminder. It gets you to automatically focus on the person and distill what they are saying into key thematic elements. Note taking is also great for sequential information collection and reinforcement as it forces you into a routine. Keep your speech at a minimum. No interruptions. The user is telling the story, not you. Your only conversation should be with questions to clarify or investigate. Questioning effectively. You need to ask investigative or open-ended questions or confirmation questions that paraphrase what the user has just said. Listening components. Nonverbal elements. Observe the sender's body language. It could be a change in facial expression, voice tone, or gestures. These can indicate an emotion shift. Moreover, monitor your own body language to assure you are not giving off the wrong nonverbal clues. Silence is appropriate. Remember to focus on the sender. Remove bias. Ensure you start without a preconceived opinion from maybe age, gender, race, ethnic group, culture, or previous contact with the individual. Assistive technology. If you have the sender's permission to record the conversation, consider the use of digital pens that can record the conversation and play it back entirely or just a part of the conversation when you touch the pen to your specific notes made on grid paper. This can be a real time saver. Diversity issues. Workplace diversity can enhance business communication, but issues surrounding it can also obscure the communication process. You might work with individuals who have cultural, ethnic, and social backgrounds different from your own. These differences can impact everything from one-on-one interviews to interdepartmental meetings, from internal memos to external news releases. Understanding the issues of diversity can help you to better navigate its impact on workplace communication. To do this, one must not assume that all individuals are the same. Second, what you think as normal behavior may only be normal in your own cultural background. Third, don't assume that what you meant is what was understood. Ensure that the receiver of your message fully understands what you are saying. Lastly, remember that you don't have to like all behaviors elicited from others, but try to understand where they come from. Humor. When using humor at work, be cautious. You do not want to offend anyone. If you use humor about situations, not about people or groups of people. Again, things can easily be taken out of context, so be careful. If in doubt, Do not use humor. Summary. In summary, we discussed communication in paper-based and electronic formats, the use of personal communication devices in the work setting, listening skills, and diversity.